Yesterday, as I mentioned, Jim, watching this Stayers Cup was a compelling contest. Azzurro and Annabelle Neesham from the Kieran Maher stable was there after the race, and she's so nice. I asked if she'd come on the radio tomorrow, as in this morning, and she said, I'll be down at Perisher, but call anyway. She's on a little break, but she's been good enough to join us on the skiing slopes of Perisher. Good morning, Annabelle. And have you gone for a ski yet?
I have. We're on our way up the mountain now. The signal's a little bit in and out, but we'll give it a go.
So, Annabelle, can I just confirm that you have taken our call whilst you're on holiday?
I feel bad about this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say holiday. It's just a rare Sunday off. So I jumped in the car. I've got a couple of other horse people here. Charlie Duckworth in the front. Cathy O'Hara's driving. A little bit scary in the snow, but hopefully we'll get there.
How is the snow, Annabelle? Is it been much?
We haven't quite got to the top yet, but it looks quite good where we are now.
So. Terrific, yeah. Well, Azzurro looked quite good yesterday. He's a tough horse. It was a really testing conditions. It was a heavy 9, probably even close to a 10, but he excelled yesterday, Annabelle.
Yeah, he did. That was probably our only question about going into the race, was whether he'd handle the heavy conditions. He had a bit of form on soft back in France, and I think his placing on Cup Day was on a heavy track, but it wouldn't have been like it was yesterday. Actually, Glenn felt, he said he handled it. He said he wasn't actually sure. He did love it, so I think you'd still see the best of him on top of the ground.
And just on Glenn and the ride, I think, well, get your thoughts on it, Annabelle, but I think everyone thought it was perfect until about, what did he say? It's like watching the kettle boil.
Well, I said before he got on, I said, you're on this one for getting beat on Yogi. And he said, I'll try my best. And then, I thought he'd taken off a little bit early, actually. And I could see the station getting up. I wasn't sure he'd hold on, but he was very tough.
Yeah, what he actually showed, Annabelle, was a decent turn of foot for a stayer at the back end of a race yesterday, Azzurro. And Glenn said he was actually surprised how quickly he did sprint.
Yeah, he did, and he sustained it all the way to the line. So, I know it was a good effort, and not sure exactly where he'll go. There is the Queensland Cup. Obviously, they don't get much opportunity to run over 2 miles, and he obviously runs the 2 miles well. So, over the mat, next to him.
Oh, just losing on that line there, Annabelle. Do we have an understanding of what is in store for Azzurro?
Yeah, the Queensland Cup.
Okay. And then after that, we got a little bit ahead of ourselves. We like to do that here on a Sunday morning. Annabelle, we were looking at a Melbourne Cup market.
Well, that's okay. What price are you getting?
No, we couldn't find him. But anyway, I think they've got pages and pages of things here, but we'll get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. No, well, that's a long way off, but obviously any horse out here that can come on out 2 miles, you've got a dream of that race.
Yeah. Of course you do.
And well, we won't hold you up, but Kieran and David's transition into Sydney Racing, you look after their Warwick Farm stables for them. It's been a tremendous debut season, really, for the stable, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Obviously started off small, and we're gradually building on that. We've got some very nice young horses in. We've got quite a lot of yearlings in. But where it's working well, obviously we've got horses based up here full time, but it's working well as well for those horses that are based, a horse like Azzurro that is actually based down in Melbourne. He can come up and race in Sydney and stay in a system that he's familiar with, and it just helps all around.
Mm. Found him.
Breaking news here.
$201.
What was it?
$201.
If we can win the Queensland Cup with him, it might come in a little.
Could we have a little shekel on that?
Proven stayer, at least.
Proven stayer, absolutely. Ran 4.5 Ks yesterday. That's what it would have seemed. Annabelle, is there any snow up there, Annabelle?
Yeah, there's quite.
There is.
I think there's where we are. We're not quite at the top yet, but there's enough, I think. Okay. It's not as... Cathy's getting very overexcited by it. Charlie and I are obviously used to skiing in the Alps, but it's not quite that. But it should be fun just for the day.
Fantastic. Enjoy that, Annabelle. I really appreciate your time this morning.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Annabelle.
Neesham there, heading to the snow. At the snow. She's used to skiing in the Alps, so sorry about that. I don't know how you're going to go down to the...
I feel bad about that, but
no,
she's too nice to say no.